Leading the news this morning, and the assets of Julian Assange has been frozen as authorities close in on the WikiLeaks founder. Mr. Assange is believed to be hiding out in England, and a warrant for his arrest has reached UK authorities. European authorities want to question him about allegations of rape. Heavy rain forecast this week is expected to cause more trouble for flood-affected communities across New South Wales. Major flooding is expected tonight around Narrabri and Wee-waa in the state's northwest. But the immediate threat around Wagga Wagga has eased, with the Murrumbidgee River falling slowly overnight. A double suicide bombing has killed 40 people in northwest Pakistan. The bombers struck a government compound where officials were meeting with tribal elders to discuss forming an anti-Taliban militia. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack. There's speculation Australian live exports are to blame for a deadly shark attack in Egypt. In the past week, five tourists have been attacked by sharks near the beach resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. One was killed. The BBC's reporting that sharks may have been drawn to the area by animal carcasses dumped from an Australian ship carrying sheep and cattle. And the man who played Mr. Squiggle has died in Sydney. Norman Hetherington was 89. Mr. Squiggle was written by his wife Margaret and ran on the ABC for 40 years before ending in 1999.